In Alaska, Tex taught his son to dream of gold, to hunt for it in the sandy beds of snow-water streams, and there too, Perry learned to use a gun, skin a bear, track wolves and deer. Christ, it was cold, Perry remembered. Dad and I slept hugged together, rolled up in blankets and bearskins. Mornings, before daylight, I'd hustle our breakfast. Biscuits and syrup, fried meat, and off we went to scratch a living. It would have been okay if only I hadn't grown up. The older I got, the less I was able to appreciate Dad. He knew everything, one way, but he didn't know anything another way. Whole sections of me Dad was ignorant of, didn't understand an iota of. Like, I could play a harmonica first time I picked one up. Guitar, too. I had this great natural musical ability, which Dad didn't recognize or care about. I liked to read, too, improve my vocabulary, make up songs. And I could draw. But I never got any encouragement from him or anybody else. Nights I used to lie awake, trying to control my bladder partly, and partly because I couldn't stop thinking. Always, when it was too cold hardly to breathe, I'd think about Hawaii, about a movie I'd seen, with Dorothy L'Amour. I wanted to go there, where the sun was, and all you wore was grass and flowers. Wearing considerably more, Perry, one balmy evening in wartime 1945, found himself inside a Honolulu tattoo parlor having a snake and dagger design applied to his left forearm. He had got there by the following route: a row with his father, a hitchhike journey from Anchorage to Seattle, a visit to the recruiting offices of the Merchant Marine. "But I never would have joined if I'd known what I was going up against," Perry once said. "I never minded the work, and I liked being a sailor. Seaports and all that. But the queens on ship wouldn't leave me alone. A 16-year-old kid, and a small kid. I could handle myself, sure. But a lot of queens aren't effeminate, you know. Hell, I've known queens could toss a pool table out the window, and the piano after it. Those kind of girls, they can give you an evil time. Especially when there's a couple of them. They get together and gang up on you, and you're just a kid. It can make you practically want to kill yourself." Years later, when I went into the Army, when I was stationed in Korea, the same problem came up. I had a good record in the Army, good as anybody. They gave me the Bronze Star, but I never got promoted. After 4 years and fighting through the whole goddamn Korean War, I ought at least to have made corporal. But I never did. Know why? Because the sergeant we had was tough. Because I wouldn't roll over. Jesus, I hate that stuff. I can't stand it. Though, I don't know. Some queers I've really liked. As long as they didn't try anything. The most worthwhile friend I ever had, really sensitive and intelligent, he turned out to be queer. In the interval between quitting the Merchant Marine and entering the Army, Perry had made peace with his father, who, when his son left him, drifted down to Nevada, then back to Alaska.